the U.S. Marshal Service is conducting auctions of Bernie Madoff's possessions. Madoff is, of course, the man who orchestrated the greatest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history. He's currently serving a 150-year prison term, and his sentence included the forfeiture of nearly all his wealth. The auctions are intended to raise money to repay Madoff's victims. In New York yesterday, about 200 items went on the block and brought in more than $1 million. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
There's something a little tawdry about tables and cases filled with old jewelry, purses, watches, duck decoys, golf clubs, even if they once belonged to a wealthy crook.
It's like anybody else's stuff.
Bob Bernstein is a bankruptcy lawyer. In fact, a convention of bankruptcy lawyers was meeting down the hall from the auction, a strange coincidence. Bernstein saw the marshals, was curious, and wandered by. He was looking over various sports memorabilia on view, and he was noticing how ordinary everything looked.
Despite the fact there's a lot of stuff in this room, it really doesn't, to me, convey the impression of how much money he really went through or how much money he really had. Because there aren't any yachts in there, there aren't any cars in there, and there aren't any apartments in there, and I think that's where a lot of the money went.
And we're talking about a scam that involved more than $20 billion. Three boats, a yacht, and a Mercedes will be auctioned in Fort Lauderdale on Tuesday. Most of the Madoff's clothing will be auctioned another time. Two of the houses have been sold, two have not. Here at the Sheraton Hotel in New York, only half the stuff was from the Madoffs, and among those items were 40 watches, 17 Rolexes, jewelry, Native American prints, and odd things like a milking stool, a creamer in the shape of a cow, and a worn white boogie board with the name Madoff written on it. Roland Ubaldo is a deputy with the U.S. Marshals. They ran this affair, and that's one of the things that makes it very different from most auctions.
You have to realize that these pieces of property were involved in relation to a crime of some sort. They were acquired and purchased through ill-gotten gains. Obviously, the proceeds go directly to the United States Department of Justice Fund to benefit Madoff victims.
Ubaldo and the rest of the marshals were clearly aware that this auction was somewhat historic.
I mean, let's face it, this is the biggest Ponzi scheme in American history. And when that last item hits that auction block, it's good to see the items and the proceeds go towards something good for once.
Michael Carlin, a trader by profession, looked at the 17 Rolexes on display.
A watch for $75,000, that's not his money, and he cheated people for it. You know, it's disgusting.
So why was he there?
Because it's just interesting to see what a lowlife like that owns and what he's trying to sell, and, you know, one of the biggest scams in history.
What do you think you might bid on?
Two or three small ticket things that are kind of interesting just for old time's sake or anything like that, just to show my kids one day or grandkids one day or something like that. So I haven't decided, but maybe like a wallet with his monogram on it or a picture or something that would be cheaper.
That Rolex, by the way, only went for $65,000, but many watches went for double their estimates. It cost $250 to bid in person, $1,000 to bid online. When the auction began on Saturday, it took more than 3 hours before the Madoff items came up. And this wasn't the kind of staid affair you might experience at Sotheby's or Christie's. The auctioneers from Gaston and Sheehan and the other people working for them shouted all the time. When a blue satin New York Mets jacket came up with the name Madoff on the back, the bidding was frenzied. 13,000. The jacket was valued at between $500 and $700, but it went for $14,500. It was given to Madoff by the owners of the New York Mets, who, like so many others, fell victim to Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.